You're listening to 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Getting a pro soccer stadium approved was a big win for the sports supporters in Nashville. But the Metro Council's decision came with a last-minute assist. The vote happened less than 24 hours after the Major League team's ownership group finished negotiating with a coalition of labor unions and community groups. The two sides were racing against the clock to finalize a community benefits agreement. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez is here to tell us what this deal means for soccer and future developments in Nashville. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So for starters, can you explain why the benefits agreement ended up being so important to the stadium conversation?
Well, first of all, it's important because it's a really new and different thing for Nashville. On big projects, we've seen talks and we've seen unenforceable promises to do good, but this one actually led to a signed contract.
Well, you know, some council members said this was crucial to the stadium deal. What did they think about how it turned out?
Yeah, many council members spoke in absolutely soaring terms about the benefits agreement and said that, you know, it had to be included to earn their vote. And a lot of them hope to see more community benefits agreements in the future. I want you to hear three of these council members who supported the idea. Here are council members Anthony Davis, Erica Gilmore, and Ed Kindle.
We wanted to make sure we got something back for the community if we were going to make this large investment.
This is, to me, a true Nashville. It's not so much the glossy, glittery buildings. It's that we can bring all of our residents forward.
I've been in the city all my life, and we have never come up with these kind of percentages.
That last voice, Councilman Ed Kindle, he's talking about how 25% of contracts to build the mixed-use project around the stadium will go to minority-owned businesses. He says that's unprecedented for Nashville and maybe for the entire state.
Well, can you get into some of the specific commitments being made here by the ownership group? What's in this contract?
The biggest, most sought-after terms have to do with housing that will be built around the stadium and workers' rights for the future stadium employees. Nashville Soccer Holdings has agreed to keep 20% of all the housing units affordable. And, you know, often affordable ends up being small studio apartments for single people. But this time, the developers have agreed to include three-bedroom units. Those are, you know, the size that low-income families really need. And for workers, the big one is a minimum wage rate of $15.50 an hour for all stadium workers. That would include people working in the box office, selling tickets, the janitorial team, and even the field maintenance crews.
Well, we've heard about these broader terms, affordable housing and the minimum wage. What are some of the lesser known items that the team has agreed to?
Right. So the contract includes this section with a kind of vague title, community services. What it really means is that the team is going to build an affordable childcare facility next to the stadium. They're also going to set aside some micro retail spaces that have lower rents. There's also a long list of soccer-related programs. The team's going to donate equipment. They're going to run coaching clinics. They're going to make sure they're giving out a certain number of free tickets to community groups every year. And another term that I think has gotten a little less attention is how the MLS team is going to do its hiring. They're going to intentionally recruit workers from high-need, high-poverty neighborhoods. They're also going to focus on employing people who have had barriers to getting jobs, such as, you know, physical challenges or maybe old criminal records. I should also say that all of these commitments are going to be closely tracked. They're going to be put out in an annual report. That's going to be done by a community board that's going to be named. They're going to do regular meetings, and they're going to check in on all of these terms.
Well, based on this list, housing, wages, these quality of life items, do you have any idea how this agreement compares to ones in other cities?
Yeah. So in some ways, the MLS deal here follows templates from other cities, other community benefits agreements. Affordable housing and living wages are really two of the big ones that you see most of the time. But there are some differences. Just for example, in Miami, their long-awaited MLS stadium, they have an agreement that has a lot more to do with environmental protections, also creating new city parks. A different one in Pittsburgh actually required the creation of a high-quality grocery store.
Well, so now that Nashville has done an agreement like this, is it going to be a model moving forward for other big public projects?
This is a huge question. I imagine we'll see community groups demanding similar things in the future. But even the mayor, David Brierley, when he spoke last week to the Rotary Club, he answered a question about this And he is kind of tempering expectations. Here's what the mayor said.
We're not going to have an MLS expansion every year. I think it's going to be a narrower set of circumstances where we have community benefit agreements going forward.
Because of some state laws, the city government is not allowed to require some of these housing and wage terms that this deal has. So Metro can encourage groups to have talks about this in the future, but we'll have to see if any of these deals get inked again.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
WPLN reporter Tony Gonzalez has been following the story of Major League Soccer coming to Nashville and the Pro Stadium coming to the fairgrounds. You can see his ongoing reporting at WPLN.org.